Momentum must take the fight to the right. James Ivins, Lambeth Socialist Party. Lambeth Momentum's leadership is on the rightward trajectory, but some younger members are still looking for a serious fight back. Corbyn supporters in the South London borough debated their core policies and membership structures on the 17th of February. Unfortunately, the meeting agreed to campaign unconditionally for Blairite candidates. Socialist Party members opposed a motion calling simply for a Labour government and Labour representatives at all levels. We argue this should be a Labour government and representatives, based on an anti-austerity programme. We also challenged a motion on the group's structure excluding members of parties which stand against Labour. Such groups will still be allowed at meetings. But how is Momentum to approach council workers and service users facing extinction-level cuts? How can we ask them to vote for Tories in red ties? Millions are waiting to see which way Labour will jump. We need to take the fight to the right, or lose them. Some in the meeting spoke against us, invoking the Telegraph branding Momentum as Militant 2.0. We explained that far from militant, Momentum risks becoming Miliband 2.0, allegedly anti-austerity, but in practice a tool for the Blairites. In truth, attacks by the discredited Tory press will improve our standing among workers and young people. A session on how to support right-wing London mayoral candidate Sadiq Khan also turned into a debate after we spoke. Why not use Momentum's potential activist base as a bargaining chip to lobby Khan on Momentum policy? We did not win most of the attendees to these ideas. But a silent minority of young people, new to politics, listened intently. One bought the socialist. We will be back. Join the London lobbyists call on councillors not to vote for cuts. Camden the 29th of February, Hackney the 2nd of March, Waltham Forest the 3rd of March. See www.socialistparty.org.uk as more lobby dates are added.